Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The downtrend continues for the live cattle and feeder cattle market here as we close down the limit in some of the months in feeder cattle and live cattle. The August feeders made new contract lows midday here as they went through the previous contract lows of about 140.12 set yesterday. That market immediately hit a bunch of sell stops and then people that were kind of panicking trying to hedge some cattle. But we did make new lows there, and that will continue the downtrend. Live cattle were weaker as well. We were down about $2.40 on June at 109.95. That closed near their low. August down $3 at 104.85. Box beef at midday was about 13 cents cheaper on choice at 223.40. Select was down 58 cents at 109.41. Ideas that we could get cash trade at 114 to 115 this week. And then of course, the technical selling here is the main driver here on the sell-off. Hogs today were down about 12 in August to 89 even. They were actually one of the stronger contracts here going into the close. As we round out the week tomorrow, this week we started off thinking that we have a strong week due to the fact the cattle on feed report was deemed so positive. Of course, that's kind of been blown out of the water here with the sell-off.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Today's grain futures were higher across the board, gaining back all of yesterday's weakness. Corn was 16 to 17 cents higher. Did not quite get to yesterday's high of 454 in December, but we did get to 452. So gained most of it back, and we left a few gaps below the market. Three trading days ago, we gapped up, and that gap would be filled somewhere around 420 on the December corn, and we have not been back to those levels. So there's still some gaps that people are targeting on the downside. But as for now, we're still strong. Beans were 15 higher, and then the strongest grain today was the wheat. Chicago wheat up 22 to 23, Kansas City 24 to 25 higher. Cotton today was 34 cents higher, put December at 68.32. The main driver continues to be wet forecast, and the midday forecast today was actually wetter for the next 10 days. And so I think that was the main driver here. And it looks like a large part of the plain states where we're going to be trying to harvest wheat is going to delay harvest. And then, of course, you get into the fungus and sprout damage type situation for the wheat. So wheat being strong as well. Outside markets such as the Dow Jones, about steady today after being higher early. Crude oil is currently down $2.27 a barrel, extremely weak there at $56.54. Natural gas down about 5 to 7 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.